Sydney. Kwong, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily Program this morning. Now, looking at these trials of these driverless cars, what do we know so far about what the trials will involve?
Well, the driverless car is not that new to the roboticists and the technological people, but everything is ready for driverless car in the, around the world and Australia. The thing we're missing is the interaction with the people and the acceptance of the industry for the new generation of driverless cars. We know that there will be a ban of manufacturing combustion engine only cars by Volvo very soon in 13 more years, and also in the Europe elsewhere. So definitely driverless cars will be a must to come, and Australia will then follow that step, I think.
Look, I understand right now we're looking at this trial happening in Sydney Olympic Park with a shuttle. It's going very slowly. It's going about 10 kilometres per hour. It coordinates with a GPS system to try and avoid any kind of issues that would crop up. How have we seen driverless cars tested on real road conditions, though? I understand in the United States there's been some tests that involve real driving of driverless cars.
You're right, Sean. In California, the legislative regulation will accept a car on the road that has unlicensed people. So that will be coming. But, in the technological division, we categorize into five categories with 2, 3 become semi-autonomous, and 5, 4, 5 become fully autonomous. Now, at the moment, we are currently in level 3 with a couple of more years. We will be, in the category 4 and 5, which is the fully autonomous. But the thing is that a driverless car is different from driverless train. A train, as you can see in airports, they operate in restricted areas. And where a driverless car, we drive on the road and we interact with people, and we live in the society. So a lot of impact will happen in social activities and in normal function of human. So I think it will be a must, but given that in Perth, in South Australia, we have a driverless car already, and in Sydney Olympic Park, I know that there is a project going there. But in the near future, driverless car will operate, but I think it should be legislatively working in restricted area. Let's say a conservative way is in Olympic Park, where predefined a route with certain regulations, but not fully on the road, unless we have own the structure, the highway, and own the legal issue rezoned to accept the driverless car.
So that's an excellent point you raised there. Obviously, there would be a whole slew of legislation that would have to come into effect around driverless cars. And obviously, before that legislation would come into effect, we would obviously need to be testing these things fairly thoroughly. I guess my final point to you, Kwong, is I know over in the United States, the first accident that one of the Google driverless cars was involved with, they put down to the error of the car that jammed into it, a car driven by a human being, as most cars still tend to be. So can we really test for everything? I mean, from an academic perspective, from your perspective, can we really test for everything that's going to go on go on around the driverless cars, or we're just going to have to go, well, human error, unfortunately, is just a fact of life, and it's not going to take the danger entirely out of driving, even if we had all these autonomous cars on the roads?
You point out the correct effect. Accidents happen, then the fault will be belonging to the driver or the manufacturer of the car. We don't know as yet. And you see that for people tend to be very keen in the short run, overestimate the technology, but underestimate the impact in long run. Before long, we know that since the cell phone invention, then people will no more pay attention at the dining table, no more, because they hook to their phones. So the impact of the technology is unexpected. Nobody can then fully prescribe in 30 or 20 more years what will be the impact of driverless car will be. So although we try our best, technologists think of all the possible impacts that can happen with driverless cars. But I think we can't fully guess. And my kind of skeptical view is that it will be a must, but it's not take a rush toward that until we have all the condition to accept. And I think the government, especially the Australian and the New South Wales government, very cautiously to accept on the step to move. And I think it is appreciable.
Well, Conk, thank you very much. Really appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean.